News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
We're joined by Breed Smith, People Before Profit, TD. Breed, you're here to talk about the living with COVID plan. Just curious though, and you may not even have seen the comments from Dr. Noreen Russell, does it cause you concern that she is making these comments warning that we may not have a screening programme if things do not change?
Well, mostly we don't have a screening programme in this country. It's outsourced to America because most of the cervical check is done in laboratories in the US and elsewhere.
And the plan is to change that. But what Noreen Russell is saying is they can't. She's saying they can't recruit. They're not able to recruit people because people are terrified because of the atmosphere of taking up a job.
You know, I don't know if that's the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because we wound down the skill when we outsourced the service back in the 90s, and a lot of people were made redundant who were very skilled lab technicians and lab scientists and went abroad or were just made redundant out of that particular skill. Mm. I mean, I know lots of young people who'd love to do laboratory science. I don't see why they'd be scared of cervical check. I don't know what the evidence is for what she's saying, because I'm only listening to you guys talking about it.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And I accept we're putting a tee on the hoof, so I do appreciate that. Look, let's talk about what you were due to talk to us about, the Living with COVID plan. What do you make of the plan?
Well, I listened to Micheál Martin's announcement at 6 o'clock yesterday, and basically the substance of it is that we're going to reopen schools on a gradual phase basis. And the rest of you can all stay as you are until 10th of April or the 5th of April or something. That was basically the essence of it. But I think, you know, sort of picking a slice of what's going on and giving it a screenshot in that way isn't sufficient, because today we go into the Dáil now, for example, to open up the discussion to try and pass legislation on mandatory quarantining. Yesterday I attended a briefing with the Department of Health on the question. So it looks like it could be 4 to 6 weeks before we'll have mandatory quarantining in this country for travellers coming into the country, whether they're native Irish or foreigners.
Yes, I think the Minister for Justice said 3 to 4 weeks when she was talking to us yesterday.
Yeah, and it could be longer. I mean, that's what the civil servants told us yesterday. It could be, they don't know, they can't predict it. But we have passed like buckets of legislation overnight within a short period of time. In very short period of times over the last year, you know, complex legislation that would stop people being evicted, that would put controls on rent, stop landlords putting up rent.
So it needs to be quicker.
People extra money. We need to be quicker. We're talking about a month of people coming into the country, and we know that they're telling us is that the variants that have travelled into the country are causing us the problems at the moment. So I think the whole thing is half-assed. On the one hand, you're saying let the schools reopen. On the other hand, you're saying it could take us a month before we can stop the...
All right. Can I ask you briefly about schools reopening? You say you're frightened about schools reopening. I have to be honest with you, Breed. I'm frightened that they're not reopening quick enough. That's my fear. I'm terrified about the impact it's having on our kids' education, but also on their mental health.
Come here, I get it. I totally get that. But they've had 10 months at least to make schools safe. We know that 80% of our schools aren't properly ventilated. We know that our class sizes are the largest in Europe. The pupil-teacher ratio is the biggest of most of the modern developed European countries. We know that there isn't enough contact tracing in schools or testing.
Yeah. Philip Nolan was asked, is it safe for kids to return to school? He said yes, definitively. That was his response.
Yeah, well, Philip Nolan's probably, you know... I mean, he's probably reassured by the department, but I'm actually working with groups of parents. There's a group called Parents United, there's a Forgotten Families group, who are very concerned, and they have produced data along with members of the Independent Science Advocacy Group.
With respect, I think I'd take the, no disrespect to those people, I think I'll take the view of Neffet before a group of concerned parents. And I'm not doubting how genuine their motives are, but surely we have to go with Neffet when they say it's definitely safe?
I'm fine with going with NPHET most of the time. The government, in fact, don't and haven't done. And that was why we were in the trouble we're in, because they did both open up the economy and allow families move freely with each other during the Christmas period, when NPHET said, don't do both, do one, but don't do both.
Yeah.
And they flew in the face of NPHET. Now, I'm fine with taking NPHET's advice. My point to you, Shane, is that they've had 10 months to make a difference in the schools, to acquire more space, like they've done in other countries. They've spaced out the classrooms. They've broke them up into smaller sizes. I'm in an area where you could go to one school, a modern new school, where ventilation is brilliant. The amount of space is fantastic. You go down the road and you're in a 1950s school where you can't open a window because it's too cold and the ventilation is terrible.
All right.
They have had the time to make
schools safe. You've made that point.
And they tell those schools are safe, I don't accept it.
Okay, Breed Smith, People Before Profit TD, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.